Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Shows that adults are more stressed at this time of year than at any other. Are we surprised? The answer is no. But it is important, therefore, to mind yourself. And to help with that, we're joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
So people do feel stressed out. And when you're stressed, you often just get sick.
Well, that's true. And we're, as you just mentioned, we're in flu time. But you also get narky and you also tend to get into arguments. So I think acknowledging the stress around Christmas, not only on the day, but in this run up too, is really important. We know that there's financial pressure. I mean, there's lots of pressures. Probably the biggest pressures are that everybody is trying to do everything in a short time and feeling there is a deadline. But financial pressure is there for people, and we have to accept that. And it really is about cutting your cloth. It's less my area, but I think it's important to acknowledge the financial bit and the gifting, and just try and, you know, I always say to people, try and take control of everything you can control and let the other things go. You know, you have to accept the imperfection of things. Maybe the gift isn't going to be perfect. Maybe Christmas isn't going to be perfect. If you can hold back on that sort of demand from yourself, you can lift a lot of your stress.
Now, obviously, there are pressures coming from within families. You know,
yeah.
Some people want to do it the way they've always done it, and other people want to break free and not feel they have to do a particular thing on a particular day simply because they've done it for the last 20 years.
And that's a very good reason to change. You know, I believe that Christmas, you have to allow families change. The dynamic in a family is changing as children get older. They have partners, they have girlfriends initially, boyfriends, then they have family, they have children of their own. Then those children are happy to come for a while to grandparents, but then they need Christmas morning in their own house. It really is important that people allow Christmas to change in a family. I think that's where some of the biggest problems happen.
I mean, nowadays when...
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
Young families live so far from the grandparents, because that can be the case.
Yeah.
The grandparents are still in the family home, which was maybe adjacent to a town. Mm-hmm. Other people, by virtue of the expense of housing, have to live far away. So going to visit granny and granddad on Christmas Day can be a real odyssey.
Yes, exactly. It can be hard. And so you have to be flexible. And I think also it's for parents like myself, you know, not to be disappointed, you know, to not lay too much pressure on those adult children. You come to them when you can come and let them come. And that's how it's going to make, that's how the pressure is lifted off people. So don't demand the impossible so that they have to go around five houses, you know, on Christmas morning. It's just too much.
Now, back in the day when you were going around the houses, I remember with my own father, I mean, he wasn't a big drinker, but he certainly enjoyed his little trips to the various pit stops on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
That's not really possible because most people are driving from A to B.
Yeah.
And so you can't even enjoy that.
Well, we often have a designated driver. There's that in it. But I think that... Well, the whole thing of drinking, which is what even you mentioned there, and there's a joy in drinking, of course, and there's a joy in the Christmas cheer, all of that. But I think, you know, yesterday, funny, I thought a lot about addiction at Christmas. It came up in something I was watching, and I thought, you know, I really feel for people who deal with addiction at Christmas, because, and indeed for the person who is addicted themselves, because it's everywhere and that's a pressure. But those people who know that their father, mother, sister, brother is, you know, in trouble with drink or drugs.
And this is not an easy time.
It's a really hard time, and acknowledge that early. Yeah.
Now, the question of the Instagrammable Christmas, you know, the picture of the perfect Christmas tree, the perfectly laid dining table for the big meal on the 25th, that puts more pressure on people.
More pressure, that is true. And absolutely unrealistic pressure. And I think that the Instagrammable thing, I think we all need to be careful perhaps about our own sharing. You know, someone mentioned to me once, and I was kind of happy with my own day, and they said, I think it was a Mother's Day, and I put something up, and she just made the point, you know, in a kind of nice way to me, and said, you know, oh, I was really kind of envious of you with that. And I thought, well, that's not what I meant. That wasn't what I meant to do. And so maybe just be sensitive about that, that everybody doesn't have what you have. And that doesn't mean that you have to feel bad about what you have, because there will be times when your Christmas won't be perfect. And if it is a great Christmas this year, then, you know, wrap your arms around it. But be sure it won't be always like that. There will be ups and downs in Christmases for everyone.
Now, particular problems for what are called nowadays blended families, where you have separations, remarriages, repartnering and so on.
I think it's really important to mention them, because even where situations are very well dealt with, you know, and where there isn't acrimony and where they have agreed things and, you know, the sharing of the children and when it is, it's Saturday or Sunday, or you're having Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, whichever it is. But there's still a lot of emotional kind of intensity to those situations, because there's a lot of remembering goes on at Christmas. And so even if you've agreed things, it can still feel the grief of the relationship and the family that could have been, I think, comes up for people, and it makes them both sad and maybe narky and hard and difficult with each other. So I think that's important to mention. Try and be kind, try and you know, do your best with it. If you're still arguing and fighting, try and keep it apart, try and keep it, you know, keep away and take further steps back. That's
you
really
want to banish it, the rancorous ghosts of Christmas past.
Yeah, because they're there, and that hurt can come up even in, you know, the person is 5 minutes late or something, and so suddenly that the old gripes come back into view.
Now, you say that boundaries still apply at Christmas. What do you mean?
I suppose what I mean is boundaries and schedules. I think that's what I'm thinking of. But that you don't have to do everything for everybody at Christmas. You still have to look after yourself. You still have to draw a line somewhere for yourself. It is not your job to make sure that everything is perfect for everyone. So, you know, that whole idea of let them, you know, when things can't work out and people are being angry, or they're being acrimonious, or they're being difficult, or they're being spiteful, sometimes you just have to take your hand off that and let that happen.
Let them at it.
Yeah, let them at it. Let that happen. You do not have to do everything. And I think, you know, that's something that people put a lot of pressure on themselves. They take responsibility for the mood and the tone and the fun. You know, everybody's responsible for their contribution to Christmas in your house.
You also say you can say no if you want to. I'm not going there. I simply am not. Or I have to go at 9 o'clock. I'm not going to be there till 4 in the morning.
Exactly. I'd love to be able to be there at that time, but that won't work for me. And it's important also to say, I know I mentioned earlier, you're entitled to change things. You're also entitled to say no. You're entitled certainly to compromise, but you do not, it's not an obligation to compromise every single time.
Now, often people's schedules are just completely overcrowded. You know, they're doing something on this day, that day, the next day, and they don't even measure their own capability to get with that kind of a program. They will be exhausted by day 3 or day 4.
Yeah, and we know what comes with the exhaustion, emotionality, and as I say, and giving out. So it's really important to pace yourself. Isn't that what we're saying? Just pace yourself and create some space for yourself and for the things that mean, don't forget to ask yourself, what do I love about Christmas? You know, what do I love and what do I want? And what's the precious thing that you remember? Make sure you get that done. Make sure you allow that time for yourself, because sometimes people put themselves at the end of the list, and that's some of the pressure.
Mm. Children then, people trying to make Christmas perfect for the kids. Yeah. They don't necessarily need perfection.
Well, what I think, if you look back, well, we all love a little. We all try that perfect with our kids. But the reality is, they're very happy with you. They're very. I mean, what we all remember are the toys. Sure, think of it, and the time together. It's the feeling, and it's the same. May I say for adults, it's the feeling that we remember: the being together, the fun, the crack, the opening up presents. Even the disappointments become the fun for 20 years' time, where people tell the stories about the present that went wrong. And, you know, so it's not about perfection. It's about the fun and the togetherness. And I think whatever feeling you generate.
You know, the people who have in their mind's eye the perfect Christmas, and then they go maybe to a stranger house, not one they've been going to every year, and the muttering starts, that stuffing's not as good as my mother's stuffing. Mm. Or I like my plum pudding with cream, not with custard, and I don't like brandy on it. That sort of stuff.
Yeah. We kind of just, I mean, in simple terms, if that was at any other meal, you would say that's just bad manners. You eat what's put in front of you, and you put up with it. And if you don't like it, you push it to the other side of the plate. But if it's Christmas, and if it's family who say that, or an in-law or something else, I would definitely caution against that. I think that sums that up. I would caution against that, because if the person has been in the kitchen doing all of that, it is your job to be a good guest, and good guests compliment. That's what they do.
Very good. Stephanie Regan, co-host of the Tough Love podcast, clinical psychotherapist. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. North Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.